Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. How does God work in the heart of a habitually incarcerated sinner? And who does God call to witness in such a place as a prison? Today, Deborah talks again with Bobby McGee about how God used prison, a nativity scene, and the prayers of strangers to change the life of a repeat offender. With more, here's Deborah Ross.
Well, today I'm back with Bobby McGee of ChristSongMinistry.org. And Bobby and his wife Nancy travel the U.S. into about 100 prisons per year, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've given their life to this. But you know, this calling didn't come easy. Bobby actually spent 22 years incarcerated. And he's here to tell his story, and he's here to tell how Jesus changed his life, made him a new person, made him want to go out and to help others who are down and out, others who are incarcerated, others who feel hopeless. So, Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, Deborah. Glad to be back. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you back. The last time we talked, you told about your testimony as a child and the dysfunction that you came from and how that broken heart caused you to look for help through drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
And all the wrong things.
Yes.
And one thing that you told me that really stood out was how when you were young and you would see people going to church on Sundays all dressed up, looking like the happy family, and here was your family that was so broken, you know, and you just wondered as a little boy, you know, why didn't anybody knock on your door?
Yes.
Why didn't anybody care about you? You know, because from your perspective, you know, the Christians should be there helping you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, since that time, Bobby, I want to pick up from where you get out of prison and you go to this church, which is kind of odd because you probably didn't have a very good taste for churches.
No, I didn't.
So let's pick up with that story and let our listeners know what God did in your
okay.
life.
Okay. Well, I got out of prison and with some very good intentions. And within just a few weeks, I found myself back in some of the same bars. Mm-hmm. And around some of the same people that I said I wasn't going to go back around. So within nine short months, I ended up with another charge, which was a armed robbery charge, which is a very serious charge. They ended up lowering my bond, and I was able to make bond with every intention of running when my court date came up. They had set my court date for January. And so in December, I ride by this church and I see a sign that says live nativity. And it just got my interest. I'd never seen a nativity scene. I just wanted to know what one looked like. And so I pulled up into the church lot and I didn't know I was supposed to drive around the nativity. It was actually a drive-through nativity. And I parked my car and was walking around it, wondering why everybody was passing by me in their cars. But that allowed people to approach me. I had a man and two women approach me, and at first the conversation was casual, and then they started mentioning Jesus to me. Well, I didn't believe in Jesus, and like you mentioned earlier, I didn't have a real good taste in my mouth for Christianity at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made me feel judged, and I got mad at those people, got in my car, and I left the church. 20 minutes away from that church, the most miraculous thing happened to me. As I heard God's Spirit alive and well tell me to turn the car around and go back to the church. Well, I went back to the church, and this was totally out of my character because I didn't go to churches.
Right.
And I hadn't been real nice when I left the church. I didn't really want to face these people again. But when I pulled my car back into the church lot, those same three folks that I had been rude to was standing there waiting for my car to come back. Mm-hmm. And they told me that they had been praying for me. And it was that night that I realized that Christ came for people who were hopeless, that Christ came for people that couldn't stand on their own two feet, that were full of pain, that were broken. I was at my wit's end, Deborah, was considering suicide, was considering just overdosing on drugs and getting it over with. And when I came to Christ, the most miraculous change took place. So instead of running, I went back to prison. And I went back for another 7 years, but I went back saved.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to study God's word and was released in 95.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. So even though you were still in prison, you had time to be alone with God this time.
Yes.
And for God to pour himself into you.
Yes.
Okay. So when you get out the next time.
Yes.
Tell us about your life then.
Well, I got out in the winter of 1995, saved, but I didn't have a clue how to live. And so I stumbled.
Yeah.
And I fell. But the Lord kept drawing me back. I learned what conviction was.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that drawing the Holy Spirit can have on a life to when you're doing wrong can draw you back to the right side of things. And I experienced God's forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
And so that was a wonderful thing in my walk to not have to be perfect, but to just strive to follow him more and more every day.
Yes, Bobby. And, you know, I find in my ministry that so many people, when they're, even though they know they're in dysfunction, even though they know their life is messed up, it's familiar. And so to go into something that is unfamiliar, it can be frightening.
Yes.
It can be very frightening. And so you were born again. You had the Word of God inside of you, but you didn't know how to live in this world. It was unfamiliar.
That's right.
You knew how to live when you were just defending yourself.
Yes. Unfortunately, I knew how to live in prison. Yeah.
Yes. But when you were a free man and you were trying to live in society as a godly man, that was unfamiliar.
Yes, it was.
So you made a lot of mistakes, but God was so good that he would forgive you. Number one. And number two, he would teach you how to do it right the next time.
That's right. Exactly right.
Absolutely. So you've written a song, and it's called One of the 99. And tell me about this real quick.
Well, the song was based upon the parable of the lost sheep, which is found in Luke 15. And I realized the times that I've stumbled in my walk and that instead of him leaving me or even giving me maybe what I deserved, I thought, he gave me grace.
Absolutely.
And he showed me forgiveness. And so that's basically what this song is written about, is the fact that we can stumble and we can fall, but that we have a Lord that considers us part of his flock as he's our shepherd.
Well, let's listen to this song now.
I am one of the 99 that my father didn't leave behind. He came and found me when I'd lost my way. In the shadow of his wings I find rest, blessed peace and righteousness. Since his heart of stone got turned to a heart of flesh, I studied his word and as I grew, it wasn't long before I knew that it called me to proclaim his mighty word. Up straight and I toe the line, 'cause I am one of the 99 and I'll serve him till my dying day. The good Lord is my shepherd. He's been there time after time with mercy and forgiveness. I'm one of the 99. The pestilence, the guilt, and the scorn, still standing here and my sails are torn. But I'm a soldier and I'm never giving in. If fight we must, then fight we do. The weapons of God are tried and true, and the war's been fought, and we stand in victory. The good Lord is my shepherd. He's been there time after time with mercy and forgiveness, 'cause I'm one of the 99. One of the 99. One of the 99.
I just praise God that you are one of the 99 and I'm one of the 99.
That's
and
right.
God, He sought you out and
yes.
He gave you grace and He taught you and He raised you up. And today you are a man of God. You're a strong man of
yes.
God. You're a minister of the gospel and God is yes. using you in a mighty way.
Yes.
Old things have been passed away and behold, things have become new.
Yes. Yes.
And so God is using you in prisons. And Bobby, tell me quickly, if you will, about what you're doing today.
Well, we just came out of 21 Virginia prisons, and we're getting ready to head out west to Colorado and Idaho, and then we'll be in Florida, the prisons of Florida this coming winter. So we have a full schedule. The most important thing I can tell you is that as I've studied God's Word and as I've tried to do what God's Word says and capture my thoughts in obedience to Christ, the Word says, and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And as I've gotten God's Word inside me, then the fleshly man, the sinful man that used to run my life, is cleansed by God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just encourage anyone that's stumbling or that knows they know Christ but seem to lack power,
mm-hmm.
Make a double effort of getting into His Word daily. It needs to become a habit. In the prisons, with the fact that I've done 22 years, people, it kind of gives me a credibility
yes.
on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I'm staying out of prison is a testament to the power of God. 90% of people that are in my shape, 7-time losers, habitual felons, IV drug users, end up dying in prison.
Mm.
But the fact that Jesus Christ can set a man free or a woman free is so amazing. And I just encourage your listeners to really give this thing a chance.
Yes.
Don't think that you're not worthy because you are.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, Bobby, you know, he has some evidence of his past life on his arms. He's got some tattoos that he might not be so proud of and that kind of thing. But, you know, when you walk in those prisons, those guys, those women, they know that you've been there.
That's right.
And they know that they can trust you, that you're telling them the truth.
Yes,
ma'am. And that you were very broken, but you are now healed.
Yes.
And they want what you have.
Yes.
They want it. Mm. And they listen to you with all their might. And God just works. He works just a miracle as lives are transformed, as hearts are softened, as eyes are opened and ears are unplugged. And He just does a mighty work in these people. And we see so many people come to Christ through your ministry, Bobby.
Yes.
Now, your ministry is ChristSongMinistry.org. And I know that people are going to want to get in touch with you.
Yes.
Because they're going to want, they might want to join you. They
yes.
may want to join
yes.
you. They may want to support you. Because I know that you and your wife completely live off of the support of others.
That's right.
You're 100% in ministry.
Yes, we're 100% faith-based, and we don't get paid by the prisons, but God provides our needs.
Yes, yes. So I just encourage you to find Bobby and Nancy McGee, ChristSongMinistry.org, and write to them and tell them that you heard them on the radio and that you are praying for them and that you love them and that you support them. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. Thank you, Miss Deborah, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.